I like to think that I'm originally from San Luis Obispo, but obviously I'm not. And my story that I'm going to be telling tonight has quite a bit to do with that. I am from London, England, and of course a lot of fog there. So I'm going to start my story with a little part of a song. A foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. Well, my little story about fog in London starts when I was about about 14 years old. My father owned a store in London, right in the center of London. And if you can picture, because you can probably gather my age, when I was about 14, it was just after the war years, and my dad ran this store, and at the weekends I would go and help him in the store. I was at school, but at the weekends and sometimes in the evening I would go to the store and help him. And one day, at the end of the day, we'd been pretty busy, hadn't really noticed what was going on outside, and my father closed the door, and we walked out. We could not see a thing. It was completely fogged in. Now, I don't know whether you ever remember the term pea soup fog. That's exactly what it was. Fortunately, they've cleared that over the years, but this was a total pea soup fog. So my father said, he had a car, and he said, well, I don't know how we can drive home. We'll never get through it. And we lived a fair distance from the store. So he said, well, I tell you what, let's go to the tube station and we'll just take the tube home because that, of course, is under the ground and we should be able to get through. So we started walking very carefully because literally I could not see beyond here. So we knew where it was, but we were feeling our way along. We got within, I don't know how close to the station. The line that was waiting to get down to the tube station was so long, we thought if we join the line, we'll still be here till tomorrow morning. So my dad said, well, we don't have any alternative. We'll just have to walk home. I don't remember the actual miles, but it was a long way. 7, 8, 9 miles. It was a long way. So my dad said, oh, don't worry, we know the way, because he was doing it every day, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He knew it very well. Well, forget about that. We started walking along. He took my hand, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we got lost, and we lost each other. And I said, where are you? I can't find you. He was somewhere. I found him eventually. He came back. We continued walking. We must have walked for, well, my guess at this point is 4 hours, but I have a feeling it might have been even longer. Finally, we kind of saw our home. I think the fog might have been slightly lifting by that time. Anyway, the upshot of all of this, which was, you know, it had been such a struggle, and the upshot was my mother, bless her heart, was waiting in the house. Instead of saying, oh, thank God you're home, I was so worried about you, she said, where have you been? I've been holding dinner for you all night long. And she grabbed my father and she said, how could you do this with my daughter? How could you do this with my daughter? And I was crying. So that was the way I came out of that fog. Thank you.